Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 3 of every 10 jobs at the state's troubled juvenile institutions are either vacant or have people on leave. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says 67 of the 313 posts at the Lincoln Hills Boys School and Copper Lake Girls School are open, including 21 that were just added when Governor Scott Walker signed the new state budget in September. Also, 26 current employees are out due to injuries or other reasons. The state's largest news outlet says the remaining workers are frequently getting 16-hour shifts, sometimes with very little notice. Media reports have exposed numerous abuses of inmates by guards and vice versa, while a federal probe is ending its third year. State officials say they're doing their best to fill the vacant positions. One of the happiest days of the year can turn to tragedy, that according to a state spokesperson.
The U.S. Fire Administration says Thanksgiving is one of the busiest days for firefighters. That is one of the most responses to home fires caused by kitchen stoves or fires.
That's Lori Getter from Wisconsin Emergency Management. She says cooking fires are far too common on Thanksgiving as people do ample amounts of cooking. Getter says a simple thing like turning pot handles to the back of the stove can prevent an injury, along with keeping kids and pets out of the kitchen. Getter says to stay in the kitchen if you're frying, boiling, or broiling food. She says if you're using a turkey fryer, to follow the manufacturer's instructions.
Also, it's important to have a fire extinguisher and make sure it has an ABC rating on it. That'll make sure that it'd be able to handle those type of fires that are frequent across when you're cooking. So it's just using some basic common sense, and also make sure you check on the food. If you have food that's cooking in pans on top of the stove, make sure you check on them regularly. And again, also it's important to have an active smoke detector.
Getter says they have more information on preparing for the holidays and winter at the website readywisconsin.wi.gov. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, a time to bring awareness to a disease that claims the lives of 1.6 million people each year. Ken Kroll reports.
Tamari Perry is a nurse practitioner at James Beck Cancer Center at Ascension St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander. She says lung cancer claims more deaths each year than colon, breast, and prostate cancer combined. She says they offer the latest screening technology.
Currently, we are offering low-dose CT scan for lung cancer screening in patients who are eligible. And so eligibility for that, you have to have smoked a 30-pack year history. You have to be between the ages of 55 and 77. Or if you've quit smoking, you have to have quit within the last 15 years.
Dr. Harsha Pula is an oncologist at the center. Smoking is the chief cause of lung cancer. He says quitting, regardless of how long you've smoked, will help your health.
Most patients who successfully quit smoking, they quit on more than one occasion. So failing or relapsing after a first attempt is not necessarily a reason to stop trying. People should try and try until they succeed and get all the help they can.
5 truths of lung cancer include it can be treated more successfully when found early, but can be difficult to detect early. The symptoms can vary, and anyone can get lung cancer, and the disease happens when the cells in the lungs change or mutate. For more information, contact your physician or the James Beck Cancer Center at Ascension St. Mary's Hospital. We have a longer interview with Dr. Pula and nurse practitioner Tamari Perry on our website, WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
November is National Caregivers Awareness Month. Health and state officials have released an online guide for caregivers of people with Alzheimer's and other dementias. The guide is called Dementia Capable Wisconsin, a guide for family caregivers. Approximately 110,000 people in Wisconsin are living with dementia. Department of Health Services spokesperson Kristen Felton says the guide helps family members, friends, and loved ones so they can offer the best support and also stay healthy themselves.
A lot of family caregivers are the adult children caring for their parents and are part of what's called the sandwich generation, where they're providing care for both their kids at home still and their parents as well.
Information about dementia and Alzheimer's disease and local resources and services can be found on the DHS website. A link is at WXPR.org. The official White House Christmas tree was expected to arrive at the presidential mansion late this afternoon. Jim, Diane, and David Chapman of Endeavor in Marquette County won a national contest to provide the tree, and First Lady Melania Trump was on hand to receive it. ABC News says First Ladies normally accept the White House tree after Thanksgiving, but the Trumps are planning to spend the weekend at their Florida resort at Palm Beach. The Chapmans are providing a 19.5-foot balsam fir, which was actually harvested in Shawnee County. The National Christmas Tree Association says the Chapmans also presented the White House trees in 1998 and 2003. Our forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of flurries toward morning with a low around 22. Tomorrow, a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy, with temperatures rising in the morning and falling during the afternoon. We'll be dealing with some gusty northwest winds. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 27. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.